Hi.
This is Birds Make Birds.
You're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
I'd take my time just to try a little more. I'd try a little more. The hardest pill to swallow is the truth. I take my time just to make a little more. I take a little more. I guess you got me good.
Yeah.
You weren't on. Don't worry about it. All right, boys and girls. That was the Foo Fighters. That's right. With Jerry Rafferty's version. Oh, well, the Foo Fighters version of Jerry Rafferty's Baker Street. And I absolutely love that version. Welcome to the big show, boys and girls. You're listening to the Giddy Up Hero 91.5 WMFO. It is 2:13 in the afternoon. I am DJ Pauly B reporting for duty, and sitting across from me is the lovely and beautiful funny man Christopher Ridgway. Say hi.
Y'all don't know what you're gonna get from week to week, but sitting across from him, the lovely and talented Frankenstein.
Yes, it is 36 degrees in the beautiful state of Medford. It really is.
Yeah. It's really 36 are really beautiful.
And well, it's 36, but it feels like 35.
Whew. I wish I felt like I was 35 again.
No kidding. Me and you both, brother. I mean, me and Chris both have birthdays coming up in a couple weeks.
Milestones.
He's going to, yeah, be 50, 11 days before me. So he'll always be older than me.
I've been hearing this for 30 blanking years. I've probably got to hear it for at least 30
He always used to say, we're the same age. I said, no, I'm always going to be younger than you.
You're born 66. I was born 67. Oh, yeah, but it's just like... No scheme of thing. The world's like billions of years old, and you're splitting hairs over 11 bleeping days.
Of course. Of course. Anyways, welcome to the big show, boys and girls. We are going to come back in a few minutes with the shout-outs.
Shout-out.
And unfortunately, our other partner in crime, DJ Khaled D, is not here because she's attending to some family matters, which we want to send out our prayers to Eric. And hopefully things turn out okay.
Yeah, good luck, man. Good luck.
Yes. So we'll be back with the nonsense, of course. And I don't know. You want anything to say, Chris?
Yeah, I didn't know we were doing nonsense today. I had sensical material, sensible stuff going on.
That's not what this show is about. We've never done sensical stuff ever once on this program.
All right, you know, I guess I got to go back to the drawing board and rethink today's show.
Do you have an actual drawing board?
Yeah, it's great. It's used for drawing. But there's nothing but penises on there.
It's peni.
Peni. That's all I draw. Penis and giggle.
Oh, so you're not doing like, you know, problem solving?
Like, yeah, there's a problem. Somebody drew a whole bunch of penises on a drawing board.
Oh, boy. All right. You kids are in for something, extra terrific. Oh, wait a minute.
Terrific.
No. Right here.
Okay, terrific.
Oh, my. All right, so, I have a feeling that today is going to be...
FCC.
We haven't heard from Captain Wayno in a while.
Yeah, Wayne, where are you? We're worried.
Maybe that was him that just...
terrific.
That just texted me. Who knows?
Okay, yeah. Terrific.
I can't stop it.
There's a way to find out who texted you.
Oh, and what is that?
It's called looking at your phone and reading the text.
Look at the text?
Yeah. Yeah, if you look at it, that's a good indicator that you'll know who texted you.
All right, I'll give that a try.
Yeah.
That'll be the first. I usually try to, like, mind meld and try to figure it out. All right, Chris, you want to take us out? Tell them what you're listening to? We'll be
sure
back.
You are listening to The Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
We'll be right back, kids.
The only way to get could bring a fall. When I'm far from home, don't call me on the phone to tell me you're alone. It's easy to deceive, it's easy to tease, but hard to get released.
That was a little Billy Idol, one of the more obscure songs that anybody's ever played by him. But, you know, I'm kind of an obscure guy.
You got to dig deep.
I always dig deep.
Deep cuts.
I go right into the archives.
There you go.
All right. Welcome back to the big show, boys and girls. 2:26 in the afternoon here at the Giddy Up on WMFO 91.5 in the beautiful state of Medford, Boston. It is 36 degrees, so it's a little chilly out there, and actually it's kind of windy, I think, from what I experienced getting here.
It is a windy one.
And from what I'm looking across the table from me, Chris's hair is, he looks like Doc from Back to the Future.
Pretty much.
So, one
and the same.
So you know it's windy. Anyways, this is the time of the show, boys and girls, that we love to appreciate you guys and girls, and let you know that we care and thank you for listening. So Take it away, Christopher.
All right. So for today, the shout outs on Friday, the 9th of December.
It is the 9th of December.
Get your Christmas shopping done, kids.
And one side note just before we start. 2 days ago was Pearl Harbor Day.
Mm-hmm.
And
75 years.
And we want to pay our respects, as we always do here at the Giddy Up.
Yeah, and also another thing, too, which, it, you know, the 75 years ago, that whole Greatest Generation, that they're, you know, we don't have a lot of those folks hanging around. So if you see someone, you know.
Well, always think of that anyways.
Yeah. And you know what I heard? That, you know, at their, you know, because the rate of aging, that I think we lose 400 a day of folks of that generation, of World War II veterans.
The greatest generation of our time.
Very sad. Very sad. You know,
they made our country.
Changed the world.
My grandfather
changed the world.
Was in World War II as well.
Yep. Changed the world.
That absolutely. All right. Let's not get heavy.
Yeah. We could do our history show later.
Yes, we can.
Now we'll do our hysterical show.
Okay.
All right. So starting out with the shout outs today, we want to thank Yusufu driving his Uber around the Medford, Malden, Everett area.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening.
Buddy, he was very gracious and very funny, and hopefully he's listening in.
I hope he is, and I hope he's enjoying. Batting leadoff, our dear friend Jennifer Kendrazinski, lead them. Ma and Kim at Malden Trans. Billy Roderick. The great David Struff.
Did you read that?
And I'm not looking at you. Dave Struff, our frequent contributor. We're trying to get him back on. If schedule permits, we'll have him jump in the studio. Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands, and also of the Crash Course for the Ravers on this here radio station.
Yeah.
Andy Ferry. Chrissy and...
Andy Ferry. Love you.
Gotta say it twice.
Yep.
Maybe three times. Say it three times, close your eyes, and she'll appear. Andy Ferry.
And Eddie said you have more Aquanet than a woman in your
head. You know, Eddie, in 1987, 88, there was a very good possibility of that.
Yes, there was.
Today, it's all just fingers and wind.
Is that code for something?
I don't know. Fingers and wind. It's the new strip joint that's opened up where the Squire used to be.
Fingers and wind. That's a good name for a strip joint.
What was I doing?
I don't know.
I'll deal with you later, Eddie, when we get to the shout-outs. Andy Ferry, Chrissy, and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner. Visit them on New Salem Street in Wakefield.
Yes.
Christina Atwell.
We spent Thanksgiving there.
Yes, I heard.
Yes.
Yes.
It was, and they put out some spread, man.
No
wow.
kidding. Good for them.
Well, I mean, you know, if
you own a restaurant, you got the facility.
You got the facility. Well, it's unbelievable.
Excuse my coughing. All right, so Michael Bobo, Chase Carson, who will be here tonight.
Yes.
On 91.5 MFO with the Time Tunnel.
Time Tunnel.
Tune in
some
between 10 to
baby
tonight.
Making music. So grab your loved one and tune in at 10 o'clock tonight.
Yeah. And of course, you know, these jokes are writing themselves. As David Struffolino said, I helped keep Aquanet in business in the late 80s. Thanks, Dave. and thanks again, Eddie. Craig. Andrew, you're on my list, if you know what I mean. Okay, so moving on, we have Michelle Langley-Kaplis, Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve, Leah Hall, Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Denny Montanetti, and Steph Cardone of The Lounge.
The Lounge. Last night, yes.
Yes. So if when they're sitting here, do these become lounge chairs?
They sit here in bathrobes and smoke cigars.
Oof, really?
Yeah.
Very
That's why
good.
It's called the lounge.
We need some pictures of that. none of you, Danny. Last time you were in a bathrobe, you pulled a Sharon Stone on me. I'm joking. What is this, Basic Instinct or the lounge? Put some underpants on. So you can hear the Thursdays 8 to 10. Underwear is not is not required.
It's optional.
The aforementioned today, Captain Wayno Friedman, who is somewhere...
He's MIA.
He's MIA.
He usually calls every week, but the past 3 weeks, we haven't heard from him.
Yeah, maybe more than 3 weeks. Maybe, it's been a while. It's been like since Halloween almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
I don't know. Maybe he took a bus to Arizona.
The GPS went haywire. Kenny Melanson, Mike Marchese, Seth Black, and Danny Rosen. Charlie Driver, his cousin Calva, bus driver.
Yes.
Joe Breezy Hyde, who
may. Breeze. Like, let's hope he calls in today. If not, well, you know, we can handle the weather, but it's better when the breeze gives the weather.
Hey, see what the Vegas books have for him calling in. What's the over under?
He texted me last week saying he was sorry. He fell asleep. He passed out. Whatever. Because I know he gets off at noon, and he usually goes home to take a nap.
Oh, so he gets off and takes a nap. Is
yeah, something like
me?
That, right.
Typical man. Doesn't care about our needs.
Exactly.
Oh, the de-evolution of radio right here.
Yes, we have de-evolutionized it.
Yeah. Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey. Karen Whitman, Sandra and Doreen at Sandra Network and Peabody.
Yeah.
Phil Fleming, Dorothy Abruzzi Hebert, Bob, Samantha, and Robert Wynn.
Is that Abear or Hebert?
I don't know. I know a guy whose last name's Hebert. It's spelled like that. And but I know remember, a quarterback is Abear.
Abear, right?
Raging Cajun.
So
that was a great time to be a. You know, a fan of the sport.
You played for the Falcons, right?
Didn't you play for the Vikings at one point? I know he played for New Orleans, too. Huh. I remember him and, what's his name? Remember Jerry Burns, the guy who always looked like he was hammered on the sidelines of Vikings coach?
Yes.
I got to change you. Herschel Walker and a whole bunch of draft picks.
I don't think he sounded like that.
He was
but.
Hammered when he made the deal.
Well, if you were an NFL coach, you'd be hammered all the time, too. Well, other than, you know, Belichick.
Yeah, no kidding. No, he's listening to the Jove, some Bon Jovi right now.
Is he?
Oh, he loves the Jove.
All right, we'll play some Jove for the go-to coach of coaches.
Who else we have? Okay, so Mary Kinnaman, Jim and the kids on the yellow 93 bus. Marcin Kinnarzynski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the mustache of Medford.
Nice.
Frankie and Bergamo.
Yeah, we got to have him on before the maybe on our birthday show. That would be great.
That'd be great.
I'll have to ask him.
Yeah.
If he'll come in.
Should we give, since we teased it, do you want to give a little?
What?
On the 30th of December?
Yes. Well, you can say myself and Christopher will be turning 50. 11 days apart. He'll be okay. Older than me first. But we're going to do our birthday
show. You had to put that one in. You son of a biscuit.
Anyways, we will be doing our birthday show on the 30th of December. So make sure you tune in for that. Because
send cards, flowers, cash, strippograms.
Anyways.
Strippograms.
I think we might be doing a Get the Let Out show because that's myself and Chris's probably favorite band of all time.
Wait. You promised me all Monkeys. Oh, that's right. It's a 2-hour show. We'd never be able to fill
it. I thought you wanted me to bring in Monkeys.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
You got to pay attention at these pre-show meetings.
We don't have pre-show meetings.
Wow, then I really need to pay attention.
I'm the only one that has a pre-show meeting with myself. I look in the mirror and say what I'm going to play.
Yeah, boy. As usual, after our good friend Frankie is our other
Frankie.
Dear friend, Denise Fioretti Mamolet.
Yes, Mamolet.
And for this holiday season, give nothing but the best, Mamolets.
Yes, maybe Denise could come in.
Yeah, sure.
And I'll give her a free Mamolet for our birthday show.
Yeah, okay.
Why not?
I like it. She might like it better. I don't know if Mr. Mamolet would like it.
Probably not.
And maybe if you gave him a papalotto, he'd be happy.
Maybe. Make him my own personal hand puppet.
I can't go on. I quit.
You quit.
How Kyle, you get quit? In here.
Quit a non-job.
That's the hard part. I'm not getting paid. Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, Peg, Conair Crow, Big Jack, and Janice. The number 19. Oh. Is Chet back on the road yet?
Yeah, he's in a different bus, though. He's in a bus now, I mean.
Okay.
Not on the... and the taxi.
Awesome. Well,
you know, Chet, he's still recovering, but he looks good.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, Chet, glad to have you back out there on the road, and on to the road to good health as well, too.
Absolutely.
And in number 54 cab is Cookie, Christina Fantasia, Buddy, Nicole and Chloe, Bob and Gigi Messina, my good friend Irish Eddie, who is texting about inquiring about hair products. How do I put the headphones on
well,
over the hair?
Well, he's just jealous because he's bald.
You know, it's funny because the picture just popped up on Facebook, I think last week, was that picture of us from about 1,000 years ago. He had a beautiful head of hair.
You still do.
No, he did.
Oh, he did?
Had some beautiful brown hair going, some dark hair.
And some buds there.
Yeah. We had buds, we had Jack, we had everything there. Oh, boy. So, Irish Eddie, thanks for listening, texting. And, yes, I do wear the in-ear buds because, you know, you got to protect the greatness. And also to Jen and Rhiannon as well. Christina Papalotto.
Yes, Papalotto.
Who will be suing us because we use her name in an inappropriate manner. You ever see those commercials for lawyers?
Yeah.
It says, yeah, if you've been hurt or injured at work, or if your name's been used in an inappropriate way in the giddy up, call 1-800-SALAMONE. It did. They just added it this morning. I was watching it. And he always has the long list that scrolls down and says, inappropriate name usage on the giddy up. Crazy.
What was that, Sokoloff?
Sokoloff. You know me. I'm Jim Sokoloff. No, the other one who seems... Frank E. Salamone.
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 Salamone. I'll sue the giddy up.
Salamone's out for giddy up money. He's seen our
there's
budget.
There's no giddy up money, I hate to tell you.
Confederate money laughs at us. It's so bad. Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E. Mark Gayhart, who is probably working out right now. Amy Diominico. John Abbas Buckley. Brian Scurio. Adam McLean. Bonnie Terramarsh. In, still in the FLA?
Yes. Yep. That's my...
your cousin.
Yeah.
In the FLA, working on her tan. Elaine Ivory Allen.
She was just here, actually.
Yeah, a while ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Gail Bracken. Russ LeBlanc. Nicole Besson. Lisa Switzer. Lisa Sweetser and Debbie Delish. Nothing like Sweetser and Delish. They go together like salt and pepper. You ever have something that wasn't Sweetser? That wasn't Delish?
No.
There you go.
Yeah, it's like being in a bakery.
Rocco Scully, speak about being in a bakery. Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Joanne Riddle, I am DJ Flex, Charlie Connors, John Pierce, Tammy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Magnan, Charlie McCarthy, the lovely and talented Colleen Shea, Amy Giamacro Mukwin, Paul Rizzo, Jennifer Smith, Andrew, who's also inquiring about my hair products usage and how I get these apparatuses on over my hair. Andrew Brandt, Rebecca Rose Casterly. Special shout out to Carla Barreto and Eric Wilson.
Our prayers and hopes to Eric.
Call us when you get a chance. Pam Bridge, Joanne Riddle. I think I always said Debbie Depot, didn't I?
Yeah.
What am I, dyslexic? Chris and Pixie in the number 45 bus with Dante, Jerry, and Joseph. Danielle Santalucia. And that is the shout-outs for
it's
today.
It's Danelle.
Danelle.
Yes.
I have it spelled wrong. That's, you know, it was that stupid autocorrect.
That's okay.
Danelle, I am sorry. I will manually override the autocorrect once I find the program.
Thank you for those shout-outs, Christopher, our funny man.
And now I'll be taking a nap.
Right after that, I know. Woo. It'll be good to have Carla back next week.
It will be, so we can start, you know, hammering her while she's trying to do these and making her crack up.
All right. Right now, you know what I'm going to do? Is I'm going to spin the wheel.
You're going to spin the wheel?
I'm going to spin the wheel.
The giddy up community waits with bated breath.
Mm. Oh, 1999.
Woo, woo.
All right. You going to put some music together for 1999?
Let's see if I can remember all them great songs.
Yeah, well, Prince is going to party like it's 1999, but he's dead. So
maybe it would be more appropriate if he died in 1999.
That would have been cool. I mean,
and so it would have
been cool that he died. I'm just saying.
If he died in 2000.
And we also want to recognize John Glenn,
yes,
who passed yesterday.
One of
our American heroes. The guy had balls of steel.
Seriously, some of the biggest balls in the history. Once again, these guys were all World War II pilots. First of all, they were the first guys to
pilots.
Go from, you know, planes to jets, breaking the sound barrier. Then they're putting their asses on a tin can with a candle.
Right, where they didn't know if it was going to explode on
on takeoff. Hey, what happens when a man goes into orbit? I don't know. John.
Yeah,
get up there.
And
he's
did it
a couple of times.
The guy was awesome, and he died at 92, I believe, Chris, something like that.
I think he's like 95. Hold on, let's quick little. So yeah, actually, Ohio State, which was his alma mater, says today we joined the world in mourning the passing of the legendary astronaut, senator, and Ohioan John Glenn. So the thing with John Glenn was, Glenn was a Marine Corps fighter pilot who served in both Korea and World War II.
Yes. And you know what? Who was his wingman? This is a good trivia.
I don't know who.
Ted Williams.
It's right. I think you're right.
I know you're right.
I'm not going to actually say this. So, you know, they're probably that legendary, you know, some of you younger kids, look it up, with who the Mercury 7 was.
It doesn't matter. But he lived a great life. I mean, he did more than 10 men could have done in a lifetime.
Oh, 100 men.
Easily.
But one other thing of note, of distinction, is that at the age of 77, Glenn became the oldest person to fly in space.
That's right.
When he served on the Space Shuttle Discovery mission in 1998.
That's right. So he's been to the moon twice, correct?
I don't know.
Yes, twice.
I don't know if he has or not. I can't call an S.
Okay. That's right. I know you can't. Anyway, so this one will go out to John Glenn. Rest in peace. An American hero. We'll be right back, kids.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
8, 7.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2,
check ignition, 1. And may God's love be with you. Want to know who's your
This next one goes out to my brother Chris.
Shine. Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.